Wake Up Tri-Counties, and welcome back to Wake Up Tri-Counties. I'm Sean Kernan, and joining us live in the studio is Rayann Tucker from the Henry and Stark County Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So the what we're hearing from the governor, perhaps next week, even after, or some shortly after that, we could be seeing what he's calling the bridge. This is a 28-day period between the Phase 4 and the start of Phase 5.
Right.
But as much as that's positive, around here, we're still seeing negatives.
Right. We're still seeing numbers surging. I mean, I just tried to look at active cases because we will do the data release.
Right.
Based on today's numbers, I'll probably revisit them by the end of the day, and we'll gauge them on that. So we are pretty much the same as we were last year, or last week at this time, as far as active cases, right around the 100 mark. Combined between Henry and Stark. So we know active cases are going on. Our positivity rate in Region 2 is still not what we want it to be. We are, Henry and Stark, along with most of Region 2, are still on the warning list.
Right.
So if all you have to do is go to IDPH and hit county metrics, risk metrics, and you will see that a lot of the state is still orange. So the bridging sounds great, but it might be regionalized. Okay, so let's go back to when we first started to see numbers. And what was hit in the first wave, especially with COVID, were the metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
So what did us downstaters like to say? We liked to blame it all on Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, and Chicago's ruining our numbers, and Chicago is putting us in rollback. Well, if you look at the numbers now, that's not necessarily, there are parts, I don't know if Cook County, I remember there were some collar counties, just a few, that were in the orange the last time I checked. But it was primarily Region 2 and other parts of the north and western, and even heading down to the central and southwestern part of the state. So downstate is still in the orange. How did we trigger the metrics? Well, we released these on Friday, so these are figured out on Friday. In Henry County, we triggered them with the ICU availability. So obviously, people are in the hospitals, in the ICUs right. with COVID. That is still. And we are below what is needed, which is they want to see at least 20%. Available, and we are at 16% in both Henry and Stark. In cases per 100,000, we need to be below the 50 mark, and we are at 203 in Stark County, and in Henry County, we were at 159. So we are in the orange again. So I, as much as that's great, what the governor is saying, and that's where we want to go, let's not think we're there yet. Okay, we are really pretty much on that precipice
right.
in this region alone. So again, don't be flinging off the masks. Don't be flouting the mitigation, because if we do that now, when we are in the orange, that could make our numbers worse. So what we want to do is we want to say, okay, we need to watch ourselves. Okay, so we want to get to that bridging, and we can get to that bridging. It's within sight. So what do we have to do? What I've been telling you to do all along, and that is continue with the mitigation, because the mitigation is going to be there. We will have some loosening with the bridging.
Right.
But it also depends on a lot more people getting the vaccination. Last week, we were over the 30 mark. We're obviously over the 70% mark with the over 65 population. So we have to continue to get those of working ages, those over the age of 16 and under 65, we need you to get vaccinated. The state is putting a push, we've been pushing, but now we're offering a challenge to people. If you are vaccinated, that is awesome. You did the right thing, you're doing your part.
Right.
Okay, the second thing is look around in your circle of friends and family. And we want you to at least encourage 10. Luckily, in mine, I only have one. Everybody else has got their vaccination. So that's awesome. I hope other people have that same response. Granted, I'm in public health, so that's why my family tends to know the importance. But this is what we are at. For those people who have been complaining about the mitigation, complaining about COVID. Now's your part to pony up, okay? So everyone around you is doing their part to get these levels of vaccination and percentages up there. We need to get to that 70 mark to really open up our lives again. So don't be looking at your neighbor and say, you do all the work and I'm not doing my part.
Yeah.
Okay. Literally millions, and even in our own area since we started, if you just talk about Henry and Stark County, thousands and thousands of people have got their vaccine. Have you heard anything? No. I had a bad reaction. Was feeling under the weather. You, case in point, fell it. Yeah. But you're vaccinated. You're doing your part. There's a lot of hesitancy we need to get over. And it's so interesting because once you've done it, you're like, what was I fretting about? Well, you were listening to the mixed messages that are out there. The mythology, the anti-immunization and vaccine people. I get it, but this is the time now. We are in a global pandemic. We have to do our part. There are some individuals that literally cannot get the vaccine.
Yeah.
The very young and people that have medical conditions that preclude them getting it. And we understand that. So we otherwise healthy people need to do our part.
There was some more seemingly good news that we could find next week that kids 12 to 16 may now finally be eligible to get the vaccine.
Yes, and that is just going to make it so much better. You know, as far as what we see, we do see in our contact tracing, a lot of these stem from family infections, and those affect our schools and our activities that we want to do, especially going into where we're at. These kids have had to have now two springs, two graduations, two proms, two end of the years affected by a global pandemic. Is it frustrating? Absolutely. But the fact of the matter is though sports are important and these things are important, their lives and their health are more important.
Right.
So, but how do we get there? Let's, if we can get the vaccine to more kids, to more people, that raises our percentage and we can get back to where we want to be and afford them protection. Again, we do not know what this is doing to their health and to our health. And we will be finding that out for generations to come. But this is where we're at. And the only way, I feel like really where we're at right now is we're within that 10-yard line.
Right.
And we just need that last push. And we need the whole team to get us across that line. You can't just be hoping on the ones that are proactive and just the quarterback and you just want someone to throw it in the end zone and it's done for everybody. It's not. See how I can use sports analogies? Isn't it kind of amazing?
Yeah.
But that's where we're at. I mean, we all have to get on the ground and get across that line. And no one else is going to do the work. We all have to take our ownership. And again, for those people who have been railing against the mitigation and those problems, the only way we're going to get there is if we all do our part.
Where are we at with the vaccine clinics?
So again, vaccine is readily available. Okay, so there's no excuse. There's no none of that, well, I can't get into your vaccine clinics, because A, we have them at pretty much all of our pharmacies in town are available. We are now consolidating, and in the past, we have been doing first dose clinics out at our Blackhawk site drive-through on Fridays, and the second doses on Wednesday. Now that our numbers are lowering, we're able to do what we're doing tomorrow is our last second only shot clinic. Now we are going to just be on every Friday. So we have a big clinic tomorrow, probably over 500 people getting their second dose. But from now on, starting with the May 7th, so this Friday, May 7th, we now are offering the drive-through clinic for first and second doses of Moderna. So anyone seeking a Moderna shot, whether it's your first dose or your second dose, you can just go to our website, Henry and Stark County Health Department, so henrystarkhealth.com, and you will see the posting for the links. You pick your time, it's done in like 2 or 3 minutes, and then you drive up, we have it down to an art and science. The biggest wait you will have is that mandatory 15 minutes post shot. So you will drive in, you never leave your car, and you've gotten your first dose, and then 4 weeks, 28 days to 42 days later, you get another Friday clinic and you're done. But if you don't go through us, you can go through other providers. Like I said, other providers have the Pfizer, they have the Moderna. Right now, we don't have anything on the books with the J&J, although the pause is over with. If we do have any in the offing, just check our Facebook and our website. You'll be the first to know.
Yeah. There are things you do in your daily life that are far more dangerous to you than this vaccine.
Oh, and we're not making it hard. It's easy. It's fast. You get it done. You're taking that step closer to getting back to normalcy.
All right. Well, Rayon Tucker, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.
You're listening to Wake Up Tri-Counties. I'm Sean Cernan, live from our Yim Auto Group studios.